From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. We begin here in the U.S., where Washington is celebrating the grand opening of the National Museum of African American History and Culture this Saturday. President Barack Obama featured what he called the newest American icon on the National Mall in his weekly address.
And this museum tells a story of America that hasn't always taken a front seat in our national narrative. As a people, we've rightfully passed on the tales of the giants who built this country. But too often, willful or not, we've chosen to gloss over or ignore entirely the experience of millions upon millions of others. But this museum chooses to tell a fuller story.
The president hosted a reception at the White House Friday for many of the museum's contributors as part of the kickoff event, a weekend of festivities, including an outdoor festival to accommodate the overflow of crowds. Authorities in Iraq say an attack on a security checkpoint in Salahuddin province has killed at least 12 people. Officials say at least 23 people were wounded in the suicide car bombing earlier today. There's been no claim of responsibility for the bombing, but the Islamic State has claimed multiple similar attacks. The United Nations says that intense airstrikes against rebel-held areas of the embattled city of Aleppo have left nearly 2 million people without running water, days into one of the most intense sieges of the war. The airstrikes over the Syrian city of Aleppo continue Saturday with at least 30 dead so far. The Syrian government announced a renewed offensive on the city after U.S. and Russia failed to salvage a ceasefire that had diffused hostilities for nearly a week. This is VOA News. A large manhunt is underway in the United States in Washington, the northwestern state, for a gunman who fatally shot 5 people in a shopping mall late Friday. 4 women and 1 man were killed inside the Cascade Mall in the city of Burlington.
You've got dozens and dozens of detectives behind me going absolutely over every tip, both on social media and phone calls, trying to determine where this suspect is at.
Sergeant Mark Francis speaking in Washington State. The U.S. city of Charlotte, North Carolina, is quiet Saturday after hundreds of protesters took to the streets for a fourth night Friday to protest the fatal police shooting of an African-American man. But unlike previous nights, there were no reports of major violence. Meantime, Charlotte's police chief said Friday the video police recorded during the fatal shooting of the African-American man will eventually be released. The family of Keith Lamont Scott released cell phone video images that Scott's wife recorded in the moments leading up to the death of her husband on Tuesday, but it's undetermined if the video will clarify what exactly happened before her husband was killed. In U.S. politics, Democratic Party presidential nominee Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump are temporarily winding down their activities on the campaign trail in order to prepare for Monday's debate. Trump is scheduled to make one campaign appearance on today in Virginia, while Clinton is not scheduled to appear at a campaign event until October the 5th. Pope Francis is scheduled to meet today with 180 grieving relatives and survivors of the deadly July 14th Bastille attack in Nice, France. The survivor of the Nice attack said it's important to meet the Pope, adding she took advantage of this moment and thinks it's important to say that they are with those who have suffered, those who are still suffering. It doesn't matter about the religion and the degree of the pain they feel. The Nice attacks, carried out by an Islamic extremist who drove a truck into crowds gathered for celebrations, leaving 86 people dead and many others injured. French authorities are still on high alert for terror attacks after Nice and last year's attacks in Paris by assailants with links to the Islamic State militants. The attack left 130 people dead. European leaders gather in Vienna Saturday to discuss how to better fortify the European Union's outer borders against illegal migration and trafficking. The Migration Summit will also focus on how to control the flow of migrants along the so-called Balkan route, the path into Europe that hundreds of thousands of people from Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan, and other war-torn and poverty-stricken countries, have used to reach northern Europe. For details on much more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.